Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams, live on InfoWars.com.
Welcome to Counterthink with Mike Adams. As we observe the events that are unfolding around the world now, there's something crucial that you need to keep in mind. The big game, the end game in all of this is depopulation. So we're going to talk about the New Zealand Christchurch mosque shooting a little bit today. But understand that everything that you are seeing unfold, everything that is planned, everything that is engineered, and every news narrative is designed to achieve global depopulation. And you might wonder, well, gosh, how does this shooting achieve global depopulation? You know, there were several people killed in this shooting. I don't know what the final number is. We'll just say dozens. I'm sorry, I don't know the final number. You might say, well, how does that deal with 7+ billion people on the planet? The answer is, it is designed to set off mass killings on Muslims versus Christians, for example. It's designed to create gun control, which can allow rogue globalist-run governments to carry out mass genocide, to kill hundreds of millions of people at a time, as we've seen throughout world history. These events, this shooting in Christchurch in particular, was designed as a media event. Now, the killing is real, right? We're not saying that nobody was killed. The killing is real, but that just shows you they're willing to kill people to achieve their media goal. The media goal was to blame white people, to blame gun owners, to blame Trump. This has been called the first trolling murder. And there's no doubt in my mind that this was planned by a squad, you know, a group of people, at least four. There's some video evidence that there were many more people involved. It could be as many as 10 involved. There were four arrested. But this is a squad-level operation, or even a little bit larger, multiple squads, a military-type operation. They hit two mosques and the Christchurch Hospital. At the same time, there was shooting reported at the hospital, according to Radio New Zealand and other online sources out of New Zealand. This was a military-style operation designed to achieve a specific media goal. The goal was to spread hatred, to spread violence, and to push for government disarmament of the people. Now, the very last thing that globalists want is for peace to break out worldwide. If there's peace, if there's prosperity, if there's abundance, if people are able to live on their own, if they're able to earn a living, start new businesses, create their own abundance, get along with each other, well, that's bad for the globalists. That's bad for their depopulation agenda. They want people killing each other. They want to spread hatred. Why do you think CNN jumps on this shooting and immediately says that members of Congress are echoing the white supremacist type of talk or rhetoric that's out there? I mean, why do you think they're blaming Trump? Why do you think they always leap to blaming the right wing for these things, even when the shooter himself, his manifesto said he's an eco-fascist, an admirer of communist China, and that he hates capitalism? The narrative is designed to create mistrust. The narrative is designed to create war and strife. It's order out of chaos. Remember that? It's problem, reaction, solution. They cause the problem. They initiate the violence. And then they wait for people to demand the solution that the globalists wanted in the first place. Just like 9/11, what was their solution? The Patriot Act, to spy on the people. The Patriot Act was used by President Obama, illegally, to spy on Trump campaign officials and create the entire Russia hoax narrative. The government is willing to murder people, or I should say globalists are willing to murder people, willing to use violence, willing to weave false narratives out of all of this, because that is what achieves their ultimate goal of depopulation. They don't want very many humans around anymore. In their mind, there are too many of us already, and they want to eliminate at least 6 billion people from the planet. I'll have more analysis straight ahead here. You are watching Counterthink with Mike Adams. We'll be right back.
Warning. Take the red pill before viewing. Counterthink with Mike Adams.
So looking at the depopulation agenda and how these false flags and media narratives disempower the people, let's inspect this a little more closely. The division message is not only about race, but now about religion. So with false flags like, you know, Ferguson, Missouri, and many others, you had the media and the establishment trying to pit blacks against whites. Even though most black people and most white people are very happy to get along with each other and they're not racist, I mean, there are actually very few real racists in America today, but the media tries to hype up the racism, race baiting, because they want a race war. They want people to be tearing each other apart and shooting each other. But now with the New Zealand Christchurch shooting, we're also seeing the religious component to this, to say what the media wants you to believe is that all Christians are bad, and then get the Christians angry to start shooting Muslims, and then get the Muslims angry to start shooting Christians or bombing Christians or running them over with vans, all the different ways that killings happen. This is celebrated by the media because it serves multiple purposes. It's not only about getting people to kill each other. It's also about condemning gun ownership. And you see, if I could draw this for you, at the top of the goal of the establishment is depopulation. But just underneath that is gun confiscation. Because they can't really carry out depopulation until they've disarmed the public in every country around the world, including America, by the way. And so gun confiscation is sort of the midterm goal of all of these false flag operations and engineered events and media narratives and so on. They have to convince you to surrender your self-defense capabilities. And then they have to enrage you so that you join in a global mass killing or a regional mass killing. This is the way globalists operate. They spread hatred. They are engaged in psychological terrorism. This is what they do. This is why the media ran with the New Zealand shooting as much as possible. This is why, even going back to 2001, 9/11, why did they put that attack on a loop, that video, to emblazon it, burn it into your psyche, so that all you can see is mass death, you know, thousands of Americans being killed, and then they blame it on, you know, radical Islam in that case, and they use it to justify passing the Patriot Act, so that they can spy on Americans. So you see, they're always achieving multiple goals all at once. It's not only about depopulation, it's not only about gun control, it's also about getting their laws passed that so they can spy on you, so they can control you, and so that they can convince you to give up your own guns and give up your own liberty and give up your own privacy. You see, there's something that the globalists fully realize in all of this, which is that the globalists are a very small number compared to the number of humans on planet Earth. The globalists, if they were to openly declare war, they would be very quickly defeated because the people would just find them and hunt them down and kill them if there were an open war declared. So instead, what the globalists do is they try to convince people to give up their own guns, to surrender their self-defense tools, and to surrender their liberty. They try to get you to agree to be controlled. It's kind of like if you were to look at, you know, old school plantation slavery. That's what you would call overt slavery, where the slavery effort is right in your face. You know, it's whips and chains and threats of violence and beatings or whatever else that slave owners did all around the world. I mean, I'm talking about even slave owners of ancient Rome, slave owners of Brazil, slave owners in Africa. African tribes owned slaves of other Africans. And of course, slaves in America's plantation days as well. This is what's called overt slavery, where if you were a slave in that system, you knew you were a slave. There was no illusion about it. You knew because you were being threatened. But now what we have is covert slavery. Covert slavery is a more advanced form of mind control, manipulation, and social engineering. In covert slavery, the very people who are enslaved don't realize that they are slaves. And this is what is in place in America, in Western Europe, in Australia, in New Zealand, all across the world. Covert slavery, where the system is rigged to enslave you, but you are told that you're free. And so many examples of this. Let's just take the central banks of the world, privately owned by a few wealthy families around the world. They took the money supply away from the people, from the governments. And now they control the money supply. They inflate the money supply, effectively demonetizing or debasing the money that you've earned and that you've tried to save. They are taking your money at, you know, 2% per year, roughly, or maybe 1.5%, depending on the year, every year, silently, without having to put a gun in your face. See, they can steal your money without you even knowing it, without you even resisting, and without them having to carry out acts of violence against you. Because overt threats against the people are resisted. This is something that even Adolf Hitler learned. He wanted to conquer the world and control Russia and the Middle East and Western Europe and much more. He had ambition to be a globalist. But he did it with tanks and bullets. And when you do that with tanks and bullets, people realize they're being shot at. And people resist it. People rise up and say, no, we don't want to be shot at. We don't want to be killed and have our homelands overrun. It was just as true in Paris, France, as it was in Stalingrad, Russia, where, you know, 20 million Russians died in World War II because they knew they were being shot at and they decided to resist it. So the globalists learned from that the best way for them to control people is to not have overt kinetic warfare, but to have covert warfare, which is really psychological warfare. And that is the art of manipulation that has been mastered by these globalists. They now, over these decades, they have studied how humans make decisions, and most importantly, they've studied how humans conform to the masses. The herd mentality is a very real thing. For example, most people believe in global warming today, but they have never themselves seen any firsthand evidence, a science paper, they've never even read one. All they've done is they've gone along with the crowd. They've joined the consensus, even though they have no direct evidence or even direct knowledge of global warming being real, that is caused by humans. So people go along with the herd, and it's the understanding of that, the science of social conformity that's been mastered by these globalists. And now, this science is what's being put into the tech giants, the algorithms of Facebook, the algorithms of Twitter, the search engines like Google, and so on. It's the social conformity and manipulation of the human psyche that is now the covert conquering, the covert war. Let's just say it bluntly, a covert war against your mind and against your will and against your individuality. So they can now conquer the world without dropping a single bomb. In fact, they can get you to bomb each other. They can get you to shoot your fellow human being. I don't mean you in particular. I mean they can get Jews to be hated by Democrats. They can get Muslims to be hated by Christians or vice versa. They can get Muslims to carry out violent acts of terror. They can pit blacks against whites. They have the psychological weapons to get you, the people, to carry out the acts of violence that used to be carried out by governments themselves. So the blitzkrieg of World War II, of Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich, that blitzkrieg is now taking place through Facebook, through social media. They are invading and occupying your mind. And in order to do this, they have to use fear because it bypasses rationality. And they have to, of course, engage in widespread censorship because they can't have independent people like myself and others revealing all of this to you in a rational, sensible way. Because the minute you invoke logic and reason, you are not able to be manipulated through fear and psychological terrorism, which are the new weapons of the globalists that they're using to try to destroy humanity. We'll be back after this break with more.
K Countering the brain-dead propaganda of the status quo. This is Counterthink with Mike Adams, right here on InfoWars.
So there are many things that you need to do to defend yourself against this psychic warfare that's happening, or really psychological warfare would be a better term. This invasion of your mind with false information to try to get you to carry out the killings and the violence that the government used to carry out with bombs and bullets. But now you see in the minds of the globalists, you are the weapon system. They don't need to kill anybody. They can just get you to kill others. They can get people enraged, and they have total control over information. Now, with censorship online and all the media now run by the same globalists, they get marching orders every day about what to report and so on. But defending yourself against all of this requires a couple of things. First is a mental self-defense, which is a kind of like a self-awareness. The best way to think of this is imagine that there were a consultant to you, almost like a guardian angel, or a genius consultant who watched you and watched over you and watched everything that you were seeing and thinking. And if you turn on CNN and you see CNN saying, oh my God, white supremacists are shooting up Muslims and all white supremacists are bad and guns are bad and Trump is responsible, right? If you start to fall for that, imagine your consultant might tell you something like, why are you falling for that? You know that's a manipulation. These are lies put out by CNN. So you need to have this internal consultant, or what I sometimes call an internal red flag, or some people just say a sense of skepticism. Basically, it comes from a sense of self-awareness. And this, by the way, is an interesting side note. This is only possible if you have healthy nutrition. Yeah, you see, part of the idea of getting people to eat a lot of pesticides, herbicides, and drink fluoride is because all those things dumb down your brain and quite literally make you more susceptible to psychological warfare. If they can take the soul out of your psyche, if they can break down your ability to think for yourself, then they make you more susceptible to these government-pushed propaganda messages that they want you to believe. So nutrition actually is key to this. You need to defend your brain. Come to think of it, I've got a website that's just called brainnutrients.news. I think it's a .news website, brainnutrients.news. And also, actually, we have brain.news, which covers an even bigger number of topics, medicine, you know, new breakthroughs in brain chemistry and things like that. So just check out brain.news. If you want to learn how to protect your brain, the truth is there are many, many nutrients that do this, including turmeric or curcumin, which is an extract of turmeric. That's one of the best, but there are many others, many things that can help protect your brain, even astaxanthin, because it's a fat-soluble carotenoid. And if you take astaxanthin with fish oils or other vegan oils like omega-3s, well, because it mixes with oil and it goes everywhere in your body that fatty acids go, which includes your brain and your neurology. The point is, if you protect your brain, it makes it easier to protect your psyche. The physical organ, your brain, has to be defended. That is now the new battleground. It's like a defensive line in the sand. Don't let them take over your physical brain, because if they do, then they've got your psyche. They can control your mind. And they have very powerful weapons, the globalists I'm talking about. They know that it's hardwired into human beings to try to get along with the masses. There's a tribalism or a kind of herd mentality that's wired into most people. And it's very compelling. People want to be liked. They want to be loved. They want to be accepted in a group. And if the system can get an entire group to say that, for example, climate change is real, then most people will go along with it, even if they have no direct evidence of it, just because they want to fit in. They don't want to be the one that is ostracized from the group. So social conformity is the strongest driving factor, especially for people under the age of 30. This is why Democrats want to lower the voting age to 16, because they know that children between the ages of 16 and 18 have almost no independent thoughts, that they are wildly susceptible to social conformity. They also know that if they control the social media platforms such as Facebook and Twitter, then they can get almost everyone to conform to the most absurd ideas ever. such as the idea that carbon dioxide is at horrifically high levels on our planet. Truth is, it was over 20 times higher in Earth's history. We are near the lowest level of carbon dioxide in the history of our planet. But they manipulate people. They manipulate the science. They lie to people. They never show you, 100 million years of history of CO2. They just show you 10,000 years. It's kind of, they zoom in on it and say, look, it's spiking up right now. Well, that's because it's been dangerously low to the point where plants across our planet are starving for CO2. CO2 is the greening molecule. But through these social conformity campaigns, they can convince the masses to believe anything. They can convince you the sky is orange. They can convince you that Trump is a Russian puppet. They have convinced 100 million people of that in America alone. They can convince you of anything if you don't defend your brain. So step one is mental self-defense. And again, it's nutrition, but it's also a sense of self-awareness. It's also a level of maturity that you have lived long enough to know that most of what's pushed out there by the media and corporations is lies. Almost everything is hype, exaggeration, propaganda, deception, engineered social programs. I mean, you want to see a master hypester, just listen to Elon Musk on any given day. He's out there just talking about, yeah, we're going to have like brain computer interfaces. You can buy them in 5 years. You'll be able to merge with computers in 5 years. Or he'll say, we'll have semi-trucks running on Mars, on Martian highways. We'll have underground, high-speed subways running from New York to Los Angeles. The guy just makes up everything. But he gets billions of dollars in investment money because he makes it sound believable and he sounds inspiring to people. A lot of people want to feel inspired. A lot of people don't like reality because reality gets them down. It's depressing to learn that the globalists are trying to enslave humankind and they've practically succeeded for 99% of the people. It's depressing to realize the truth that vaccines are deliberately engineered with toxic ingredients to damage neurology for all the reasons that I've just discussed here. Why do they put aluminum and mercury in vaccines and MSG and formaldehyde in some vaccines? Why? Why do they do? These are all neurotoxins. Why do they put them in there? Because they want to damage the brains. For all the reasons I mentioned, they don't want brains to function. Functioning individual human brains are the enemy of the globalists, but dumbed down obedient masses are exactly what they want. And they can convince those people to do their bidding. So again, to summarize, and I know I've explained this a couple of different ways, to summarize, mental self-defense is your key. The other thing is you need to expose yourself to information beyond what you get on the internet. Some of the best information is in books. Some of the best information are things that you can realize by simply walking in nature and observing nature. For example, if you go out into nature, you'll see that nature is a free market competition system. Free market enterprise is natural. Nature is not socialistic. Nature is all about competition and survival of the fittest. I'll talk about more straight ahead as we continue here on Counterthink.
Exposing the corporate media assault on your reality. It's Counterthink with Mike Adams.
Welcome back to Counterthink. Now, the correct filter through which to view the world is this filter of understanding that depopulation is the goal and gun confiscation is the interim goal in order to get there. So as you witness world events, the first question to ask yourself is, how does this event or the narrative surrounding the event, how does this aid the globalist agenda of depopulation? So everything that you see in the news, even on Fox News, everything that you see, this is the question to be asking, because you'll find that it's the common thread that ties everything together, from abortion, which is infanticide, killing off babies even after they're born, depopulation in the black communities of America, that's what abortion mostly is, vaccines causing infertility, spontaneous abortions, and of course, partial brain lobotomies so that people can't think clearly. That's one of the reasons they have aluminum and mercury in vaccines. Aluminum causes, of course, Alzheimer's, neurological problems that cause people to be unable to think clearly as well. Why are there so many pesticides and herbicides in the food supply, saturating the foods? It's because they don't want you to be able to think. It just goes on and on. But now understand this. Once they have people fighting with each other, and once they have people dumbed down and neurologically damaged and hating each other, once they've got religions shooting at each other, it is in this environment that the globalists can then unleash two things, two global killers. One of them is a global economic reset. So a massive, coordinated, engineered financial collapse, a cascading debt collapse that spreads like a pandemic from central bank to central bank, or, you know, corporate bank to corporate bank, from nation to nation, and wipes out the current debt-based global economic system. And from that, not only will they thrust everybody into poverty, they will be able to demand that everybody sign on to the new globalist-run cashless society cryptocurrency. That's right. It's going to be a central bank cryptocurrency. This is part of why Bitcoin was pushed so heavily. They wanted to get people used to the idea of electronic money and cryptocurrency. Well, there's going to be a globalist-run cryptocurrency. JP Morgan, the Rockefellers, they're all working on this, right? And you will be so devastated by the collapse of the dollar and the collapse of fiat currencies and the collapse of debt instruments that you will gladly sign up for just pennies on the dollar worth of value. You'll sign up for the government-run, globalist, mark of the beast, cashless society, electronic money system, which will be total enslavement of humankind, because then the governments of the world can track absolutely everything that you do. Cash is anonymous. Cash is a form of liberty, as is gold, which is also usually anonymous. But electronic money is mark of the beast technology. It ties all of your activity to you, to your identity, from which they can start creating credit scores. They can ban people from buying ammunition. They can track how many bullets you purchase, and they can write new laws that say you can only buy 20 rounds of ammunition a month, let's say. But, you know, they can put these limits in place by controlling the money supply. So that's the first global killer, is the economic reset. And believe me, there will be mass poverty, mass destitution, and outbreaks of disease, which brings me to the second global killer. It will be an engineered, deployed pandemic, a global killer bioweapon, a viral killing system that will either be unleashed, i.e. deployed, following the economic collapse, where they claim, oh, look, everybody's starving and there's disease, and then they'll throw that virus into that to set off this outbreak that they'll blame on the economic collapse, which will be blamed on Trump as well, by the way. Or the second option is they will put the virus into the vaccines, and then they will pass vaccine mandates worldwide to tell everybody, you have to get vaccinated. There's an outbreak happening. It's going to be like bird flu version 12 or whatever they come up with. Or it could be another Zika scare, which was complete hogwash. Remember when we were told that Zika was going to wipe out all the babies in Florida and Louisiana? And then it just disappeared. You never heard anything about it. Where are all the shrunken head babies? They don't exist. The whole thing was a hoax. The Zika scare was a hoax. It was a test run. You get it? To see if people would buy it. And they did. So if they tell everybody there's an outbreak, oh my God, there's another Zika 2.0. They can just make up a name. Just use like Linux names or operating. There's the Ubuntu virus. Yeah, Ubuntu. Everybody has to get a Ubuntu vaccine, and then they'll put the bioweapon into the vaccine. So anybody who lines up to be vaccinated will be effectively euthanized. Not instantly. They have it engineered, so it'll take a while. It'd be too obvious if people start dying right away. They have to give people, you know, 6 months to line up and get vaccinated. But people will start dying off because of what's put in the vaccine. That's the other option of how they'll do this. And then when people start dying, of course, they will blame those who were not vaccinated. They'll say, look, it's the anti-vaxxers that are causing these outbreaks, even though it's those who got vaccinated that are dying and spreading the disease by design through viral shedding, by the way. They'll blame the anti-vaxxers and try to bring in more anti-vaxxers. You have to get vaccinated. You are an irresponsible member of society. Look at you. You're not going to have a job anymore. They're going to fire you for not being vaccinated. They'll have a vaccine tracking card. You're not going to be able to ride a bus, ride on an airplane. It's going to be the social credit scoring system, just like in China, but they'll track your vaccine status and they'll use it to deny you an education, or your children can't get into college without the vaccine, can't travel on public infrastructure without a vaccine. So they'll try to sweep everybody into this vaccine to maximize the mass killing, the mass death, which is the ultimate goal. And think about this from the minds or the point of view of the globalists. From their point of view, they're sitting back and saying, well, gosh, they want to cull the human population, and anybody stupid enough to line up and be injected with mystery substances probably is too stupid to represent the future of humankind. That's the way they think about this. They will say, look, this is a global IQ test. This is Darwinism, which they love, by the way. Survival of the fittest. If you're that stupid to get injected with this, yeah, you probably, in their minds, you should die. Really, this is the way they look at this. It's a global IQ test. So if you are dumb enough to line up and get injected with their vaccines, which is the kill switch for humanity, or could be, then you're going to be killed too. So surviving this means even in the most outrageous pandemic and the most outrageous social media demands and vaccine mandates and all the media outlets, including conservative media, there are a bunch of people in conservative media that are vaccine pushers. When they demand that you get vaccinated because there's some global pandemic that they say is going to wipe out humanity, the exact opposite is true. Everybody who takes the vaccine is going to be wiped out. The survivors are those who resist the propaganda. And you can't do that unless you have the state of mind that I'm talking about here. Protect your brain. Have good nutrition. Also, protect your psyche. Don't become indoctrinated. Stay tuned in to alternative information sources. Remember, we're talking about really demonically infested globalists here who hate God and hate life, and they hate humanity, and they want to kill. They openly talk about murdering 6 billion. That's billion with a B, human beings. They don't care about murdering 6 billion people. You think they really want to save you with a vaccine? No, they don't. They want to eliminate you. And right now, all the vaccine propaganda is just training to get you used to lining up and taking a shot that's going to eliminate you from the human gene pool. All right, final segment coming up. We'll be right back after this break with more. You're listening to Counterthink.
Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams is now live on InfoWars.com.
So in conclusion here on Counterthink, we are now entering a phase where you're faced with the ultimate IQ test, the ultimate survival game. And that's the way globalists think of this. You know that show Survivor? That's kind of how they view the entire planet. To them, the planet is their sandbox. And you, to the globalists, are you have no value. They don't value your humanity or your individuality or anything. You are just participants in a giant con that they are running, and they don't care if they eliminate you, but if you're going to survive this, to join the future of humanity, you're going to need to resist running with the herd off the cliff into the abyss of mass genocide and death that has been set as a trap by the globalists. Most people are self-destructive. Most people will gladly commit suicide as long as they are loved by the group and accepted and embraced by the group. Literally. Let me rephrase that, because in truth, most people, to be ostracized from the group, from their peers, is worse than death. They would rather die than have dislikes on Facebook. You see what I'm saying? For them, they don't have a survival instinct that outweighs their social conformity instinct. And this will lead them to their deaths. And they will march down that path of self-destruction, and they will do so with a smile on their face, and they will do so with a level of arrogance, preaching to you about, oh, you're so stupid, you're not getting the vaccine that everybody's getting. Why? How could all the scientists be wrong? They'll say, the scientists aren't wrong at all. They're achieving exactly what they want to achieve, the depopulation of the planet. They just haven't told you that that's what's going on, you see. So the future of humankind can only be assured by having creative, unique thinkers who can outthink the masses and who are not conformists. And I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but I'll throw it in here, because the globalists see humanity as one civilization in a cosmos full of millions of other civilizations. And what they see is an urgent need for humanity to be able to defend itself against other, you know, other civilizations beyond Earth. And they know, or at least they tell themselves, that all the people collecting welfare and all the people collecting government freebies and handouts, people who are not contributing to the advancement of specifically science-based weapon systems, all those people, from the point of view of globalists, are useless eaters. They're worthless people who have no value in the minds of the globalists. So they see, to understand the mind of the globalists, you really have to understand that they tell themselves they are protecting the future of humanity by killing off 6 billion people. See, this, that no evil mastermind thinks they're evil. They always justify it. They have a reason. And the reason that these globalists tell themselves and each other is that Earth is just one of many civilizations. Earth is going to have to defend itself. Earthlings are going to have to, you know, humans are going to have to colonize other planets and spread throughout not only this solar system, but throughout the cosmos, which means that Earth needs to develop new technology for travel, you know, very efficient, very rapid space travel, for building habitat systems on Mars and the moons of Jupiter and other places all across the solar system, that humanity needs to have a redundant backup plan. And this is openly mentioned by scientists, many of them. I think Stephen Hawking said something about this as well. But it's a common theme that they know Earth itself can be easily wiped out. They don't tell you all the reasons why they believe that. The truth is that there's a lot of alien tech that has been transferred to certain governments. Go read the books by Jim Mars, the late Jim Mars, M-A-R-R-S, and you'll be amazed, because those are well-documented books. But the point is, at the highest levels of globalism, they know that Earth is not the only civilization in the cosmos. And they know, at least in their minds, that most of the human population is dragging down what they see as an urgent need to use Earth's resources to build technology, weapon systems, and defensive systems to protect Earth. See, so depopulation actually fits into their agenda of protecting human civilization. Depopulation is their way of saying that Earth's resources, fossil fuels, minerals, you know, intellectual capital, human capital, that all these things have to be redirected to saving Earth. But they can't really tell you yet. They can't tell you that they're afraid of, like, little green men coming down and conquering the planet, because that would sound crazy. They can't say that they're afraid that Earth is going to be under attack by non-human forces. They can't say that. So They give you other metaphor scare stories. Oh, the Earth is going to be destroyed by climate change. Because that's believable to a lot of people. So they say that instead. That, oh, we have to send people to Mars because we're going to destroy planet Earth, they say. And then, but if you read between the lines, they openly talk about how they want to come back and be reincarnated as a virus to wipe out humanity. You know, they want to eliminate 90% of the existing population on the planet. And they talk about why they need a military base on the moon. Because that's the high ground on top of Earth. You know, Earth is in a gravity well, at the bottom of a gravity well. So if you pay attention to what they say, they are telling you exactly what they think. Now, understanding this can set you free, and it can put you among the survivors. Because with the knowledge that I've presented here in this episode of Counterthink, you're able to decode modern events to understand what they really mean. Now, I dare you, go watch the news, and you'll see that every narrative leads to the same conclusion, that they want to get rid of most humans on the planet, but they have to convince you to give up your freedoms. They have to convince you to surrender your sovereignty to global government. They have to convince you to live as a slave so they can control you. You know, take away your guns, take away your cash. Have you controlled? Have you submit to their medical interventions? Censor all information that is dissenting in independent journalism, because they can't have anybody questioning the narrative. Why do you think that all the social media giants are censoring vaccine information now? And the globalists know that it's only very few individuals who can survive all of this onslaught of propaganda and disinformation and come out of it with their intellect intact. They know it's very few people, but that those people, perhaps like you, are extraordinary people. Extraordinary problem solvers. People who actually would be welcomed by them, by the globalists, to help solve the big problems that Earth will be facing in the future, as they see Earth needing to develop all of this exotic technology to be able to defend itself in a competitive cosmos. It's very interesting. It's like the globalists, they hate humanity, but not all of humanity. They actually admire people who can resist the propaganda. And I know you've probably never heard it described that way. And it's not like I've ever interviewed a bunch of globalists to arrive at this conclusion, but it's sort of obvious from all of this that they admire highly intelligent people who think outside the box, because that's who they are. You look at Bill Gates, he's a globalist, right? Bill Gates is not a conformist. Bill Gates changed the future of computing back in the 1970s and 80s and so on by thinking outside the box and challenging the status quo. And when it comes down to it, Bill Gates doesn't hate humanity. He thinks that humanity has just become too stupid. And so stupid that people will line up to get killed with a vaccine shot that has been deliberately engineered with a bioweapon. But anybody who's smart enough to resist that is actually admired by people like Bill Gates. Not that I know the mind of Bill Gates, but all of this is my analysis and my opinion of these things. But I'm convinced that's the way these people think, because they have to tell themselves they are saving humanity. That's how they get up every day and face themselves. They don't believe that they themselves are evil. They think they're doing good work by killing off most people living today. So that's this week's episode of Counterthink. Check out all other episodes at counterthink.com. My name's Mike Adams. Thank you for watching or listening. We'll talk to you next week.